Hello, welcome to the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed. Today's topic, the diet and lifestyle that prevents and reverses overweight, diabetes, heart disease, and more. I'm Deborah Keston, nutrition researcher and host of the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed, and I'm on a mission to give you the science-backed weight loss wisdom you need to eat less and weigh less without dieting. In each episode, I'll translate cutting-edge weight loss research into actions you can take that can make a real difference in your weight and well-being. Let's get started. In my special series that I discussed in the last three episodes of The Healing Secrets of Food Revealed, I focused on three meta 21st century discoveries about the power of food to, one, switch off health-harming genes so that the health problem your genes may be coded for does not manifest, and number two, how to create a healthy gut and, in turn, weight loss, health, and healing. Today, I'm putting these 21st century meta-discoveries about food and health under the umbrella of an even larger scientific breakthrough that not only empowers you to prevent and reverse many chronic conditions, but it also answers these two perennial questions about weight, health, and healing. Number one, what's the best way to eat to attain and maintain weight loss? Number two, is there a diet and lifestyle that can prevent and reverse not only overweight, but also diabetes, heart disease, and other ailments, chronic conditions that have become a common part of many Americans' health landscape? The answer to both questions is a resounding yes. Scores of studies, including research on my whole person integrative eating model and program, are clear about the best way to eat to attain and maintain weight loss. And the medical specialty, lifestyle medicine, gives you the scientifically sound lifestyle, the way to eat and live, that empowers you to prevent and reverse the many chronic conditions with which millions of us struggle. The health and healing success story of New York City Mayor Eric Adams is a perfect example of the healing power of diet and lifestyle medicine. His story answers what seems to be an ongoing conundrum and confusing riddle about weight loss and well-being. Today, I'm here to tell you that there's nothing confusing or equivocal about optimal eating. Researchers have known about eating for weight loss, health, and healing for decades. It's not a secret. Most of us simply don't know this research. And if they do, putting optimal eating into action may be a challenge. The title of this podcast of The Healing Secrets of Food Revealed is about diet and lifestyle and preventing and reversing disease. Today, the healing secret I'm revealing is the diet and lifestyle that not only leads to weight loss, it empowers you to prevent, even reverse, many physical and mental conditions with which so many of us struggle. Telling you now about New York City Mayor Eric Adams' story is a strong start. A former NYPD captain and New York State senator, in 2016, Mayor Adams woke up with stomach pain, dizziness, and weakness in his legs, and he wasn't seeing well. His right eye was bloodshot, and he was blind in his left eye. Adams tells us this in a piece for CNN about his health odyssey. Quote, "I immediately went to my doctor's office," Adam writes in his book, Healthy at Last. The diagnosis, type 2 diabetes. The doctor also told him, quote, "The stomach pain turned out to be an ulcer, but my vision would probably be impaired for the rest of my life," end quote. Adam's doctor also told him his vision loss was due to high blood sugar that damaged the blood vessels behind his eyes. And his doctor warned that if left unchecked, diabetes could leave him visually impaired and with permanent nerve damage to his hands and feet. Then, writes Adams, My doctor, quote, whipped out his pad and prescribed insulin along with a battery of other medications. Then he said, you're going to have to get used to the meds. You'll be on them for the rest of your life. Adams went numb at the diagnosis and at the prognosis of taking regular insulin shots for life. His thinking, there must be another way. And you are what you eat. Adams says he chose not to take medication for type 2 diabetes and instead met with doctors at the Cleveland Clinic who recommended a fresh whole food plant-based diet. 6 months after receiving a type 2 diabetes diagnosis in early spring of 2016, Adams says he completely reversed the disease. Today, Adams, 63 years old, is 30 pounds lighter. His blood glucose levels are normal, and he feels energized. Adams attributes his dietary change from a high-meat processed food diet to a plant-based diet with lots of fresh fruit and veggies and whole grains, legumes, and nuts and seeds to halting and reversing his type 2 diabetes. He says, at the heart of all of my reversal was my diet. My plant-based diet is the number one reason that my diabetes was put into remission, he says. The idea that a mostly plant-based diet is linked with preventing and reversing problems has been in the scientific literature for decades. For instance, in this century, in 2004, Dan Buettner, a National Geographic Fellow and best-selling author, identified what he calls blue zones, places in the world with the healthiest, longest living populations, such as Okinawa, Japan, and Sardinia, Italy. What the blue zones that Buettner identified have in common is a lifetime of consuming a plant-based diet with perhaps a little bit of cheese and small amounts of fish. A brief aside, here's a powerful, pivotal, key concept for you to keep in mind. I'm sure most of you have heard a lot about the Mediterranean diet and its many health benefits. If you think about it, the Blue Zones diet, mostly plant-based foods with small amounts of dairy and fish, is pretty close to the Mediterranean diet, chosen number one healthiest diet 6 years in a row by U.S. News & World Report. But the real fountain of youth, the way to eat and live for health and longevity, is not only consuming a mostly plant-based diet, but also following a lifestyle that includes a plant-based diet, plus other key lifestyle components, especially stress management, physical activity, restorative sleep, and social support. This is lifestyle medicine. I have firsthand knowledge about the healing power of both a plant-based diet and lifestyle medicine, which is based on the pioneering work of Dr. Dean Ornish, the father of lifestyle medicine, and which is now a certified medical specialty like, say, cardiology, endocrinology, or oncology. I have an experiential understanding of lifestyle medicine because I had the honor of being the nutritionist on Dr. Ornish's first clinical trial for reversing heart disease with lifestyle alone, with no medication and no surgery. During the 24 days of Dr. Ornish's first clinical trial for reversing heart disease, the medical staff and I lived with the heart patients and trained them and their families in what is now the Ornish Lifestyle Medicine Program for reversing heart disease and other chronic conditions. During this short period of time, as research participants got better and better at practicing the program, I observed many decreased medications for high blood pressure and diabetes, angina, which is chest pain caused by reduced blood flow to the heart, diminished or stopped, and most lost considerable weight. I also know a lot about lifestyle medicine and the science behind it, and the health it leads to, because for 18 years, my husband, behavioral scientist Dr. Larry Sherwitz, who is co-founder of our Whole Person Integrative Eating Model and Program for Eating Less and Weighing Less, was Dr. Ornish's director of research. Given Larry's and my hands-on knowledge of lifestyle medicine, I was especially excited and encouraged when I learned that New York City Mayor Eric Adams was so helped by lifestyle medicine, which includes a plant-based diet. In December 2022, he partnered with the American College of Lifestyle Medicine, ACLM, which invested $44 million to bring lifestyle medicine training to up to 200,000 New York City healthcare providers, from doctors and nurses to nurse practitioners and dietitians. And there's more. The initial phase of lifestyle medicine included bringing it to 20 hospitals and health systems that serve millions of New Yorkers. Here's what New York City Mayor Eric Adams said in a press release by the City of New York at the launch of the largest lifestyle medicine training rollout in the world. Quote, "A plant-based diet restored my eyesight, put my type 2 diabetes into remission, and helped save my life," he said. "Our administration has invested in expanding lifestyle medicine programming and plant-based meals at New York City Health and Hospitals, and now we're bringing this evidence-based model to all of New York City's healthcare workforce." I'm telling you about Dr. Ornish's lifestyle medicine program and its integration into New York City hospitals to highlight that there's a real there, meaning a plant-based diet and lifestyle medicine are more, much more than another simple tip about how to be healthier. Rather, since 2004, lifestyle medicine has been a rapidly growing branch of medicine that focuses on intensive lifestyle changes that have the power to prevent, manage, treat, and reverse chronic conditions that often, as with New York City Mayor Eric Adams, produces dramatic health benefits. And you may also find it of interest to know that Medicare offers training in lifestyle medicine to people with health problems who are on Medicare. Here's the bottom line. The success of lifestyle medicine is due to more than a plant-based diet and other elements of lifestyle medicine that put New York City Mayor Eric Adams' type 2 diabetes into remission. Its success is also due to top-of-the-line research on lifestyle medicine Dr. Ornish has done, published in the top medical journals such as the Journal of the American Medical Association and The Lancet. His pioneering studies on lifestyle medicine show that lifestyle alone without drugs or surgery can halt and reverse not only heart disease, but also prostate cancer and most recently Alzheimer's disease. As a matter of fact, for over 44 years, Dr. Ornish has directed randomized trials, the gold standard of research, demonstrating for the first time that comprehensive lifestyle changes may begin to reverse even severe coronary heart disease. But wait, there's more. In episodes 5, 6, and 7 of The Healing Secrets of Food Revealed, I created a special series about three 21st century breakthroughs that are so huge, they actually create a revisioning of the power of food to prevent health problems for which you're at risk, and also to turn around and reverse many chronic body-mind conditions from overweight and obesity to heart disease, diabetes, depression, and more. I called the special series about food and health 21st Century Nutrition GEMS Gems. G stands for genes, E stands for epigenetics, and M stands for microbiome, your gut. The key concept, all three meta-discoveries I discussed are intimately interconnected, but I told you about each independently so you'll realize the powerful role each plays in health and healing and what you can eat every day to reset your genes and gut for weight loss health, and healing. This is relevant to today's discussion because in other groundbreaking research Dr. Ornish has done on lifestyle medicine and health, in addition to showing diet and lifestyle can prevent, treat, and reverse coronary heart disease and other ailments, he also discovered that comprehensive lifestyle changes, practicing all four components of Ornish lifestyle medicine, affect gene expression, meaning the elements of Ornish lifestyle medicine, when practiced together, can turn on genes that prevent disease and turn off genes that promote cancer and heart disease. Another groundbreaking insight into how lifestyle can help your health is its link to longevity. When Dr. Ornish collaborated with Nobel Prize winner Dr. Elizabeth Blackburn at the University of California, San Francisco, he discovered lifestyle changes may begin to reverse aging on a cellular level by lengthening what are called telomeres, the protective ends, kind of like the end of a shoelace, of your chromosomes that get shorter with age and stress, and that in turn affect your health, including cancer risk. In other words, Dr. Ornish's research showed for the first time that telomeres can lengthen with a comprehensive Ornish lifestyle medicine program, and this suggests the possibility of a longer life span. Let's pause for a moment and consider what we just discussed about the profound impact of diet and lifestyle on health. It put Mayor Eric Adams' type 2 diabetes into remission. It's linked with weight loss as a natural side effect of a plant-based diet. It reverses heart disease, prostate cancer, and Alzheimer's disease. It switches off health-harming genes and turns on health-enhancing genes. And it lengthens telomeres and in turn possibly increases lifespan. In other words, because of Dr. Dean Ornish's pioneering research on lifestyle medicine, we now know that lifestyle is a powerful determinant of preventing or reversing disease, and that it can lead to weight loss and wellness. I want to highlight that these profound changes happening because people and patients made comprehensive lifestyle changes that comprise Ornish lifestyle medicine. The operative word is comprehensive. Here's what behavioral scientist Larry Sherwitz, director of research on Dr. Ornish's lifestyle medicine reversal program for reversing heart disease for 18 years, says, quote, "One small change won't make a big difference in health unless it's the beginning of making comprehensive, healthful changes every day over the long term." What are the small changes that don't work to which Larry is referring? Here's a sampling. Following your personal version of, quote, healthy eating for a day or a week. Doing a little exercise on weekends only. Not taking time to chill and relax after a stress-filled day, instead working into the evening. And being alone and working alone and eating alone most of the time. No social support. Here's a brief overview of the four components of Ornish lifestyle medicine, the four lifestyle changes that lead to weight loss, preventing and reversing chronic conditions, switching off health-harming genes, and perhaps living a longer and healthier life. One, diet. The original core of the heart disease reversal diet is plant-based, fresh, whole food meals. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks include lots of fresh fruits, vegetables, whole grains such as brown rice, whole wheat, oatmeal, etc., and legumes, beans and peas. Limited small amounts of non-fat yogurt were optional on the reversal program, but dairy products were excluded during the lifestyle intervention for prostate cancer because studies were beginning to suggest that conventionally processed dairy foods might contribute to the progress of prostate cancer. alcoholic beverages, junk food, sodas, simple sugars were all eliminated. Number two, stress management. As part of the program, research participants were required to practice gentle yoga-based stress management techniques, which included stretching, breathing skills, meditation, visualization, and progressive relaxation. They were all asked to do this for a minimum of 1 hour each day. Yoga was used because it had been an effective stress management component of Ornish's heart disease reversal studies, also called the San Francisco Lifestyle Heart Trial, wherein the minutes spent doing yoga, called asanas in Sanskrit, deep relaxation, meditation, and more surfaced as the best predictor of reversal of coronary artery blockages. Number three, exercise. 6 days each week, research participants participated in moderate aerobic exercise, such as walking, which typically included walking an hour a day. Exercise was included in the intervention for many reasons, a sampling. It can lower blood pressure, ward off weight, boost immunity, and enhance mood. Number four, social support. The fourth leg of the Ornish Lifestyle Medicine Program is social support. This means research participants meant for a total of 4 hours each week to exercise and take walks together, do yoga, meditation, and stress management, share a plant-based meal, and participate in a group support session. During group support get-togethers, they discussed solutions to challenges, shared feelings, and they listened carefully to each other without judgment or the need to fix the situation. In other words, the lifestyle intervention brought the research participants closer together, but it also had another possible benefit. Social connection may increase lifespan. We know this because well-documented research by Stanford psychiatrist David Spiegel revealed that women with breast cancer who participated in weekly social support sessions survived much longer than those without strong, positive social support. A brief recap for you. The Ornish Reversal Program includes four components: a plant-based diet, stress management, physical activity, and social support. Since Dr. Ornish's work, the American College of Lifestyle Medicine has added two more pillars to its whole person lifestyle intervention to prevent, treat, and reverse chronic conditions, restorative sleep, and avoiding risky substances. Back to New York City Mayor Eric Adams, and is reversing his type 2 diabetes with a plant-based diet, and then, inspired by the healing power of food and lifestyle, he partnered with ACLM to train 200,000 New York City healthcare providers about a plant-based diet and lifestyle medicine, and bring lifestyle medicine into the health system throughout New York City. Wow! I want to give you one more piece of the reversing diabetes puzzle, not only with diet, but also by replacing what I call today's new normal overeating behaviors that Larry and I identified with the elements of our whole person integrative eating program. You may recall that in earlier episodes of The Healing Secrets of Food Revealed, especially episode 4, Lost, Now Found, The Healing Power of the Four Facets of Food, I discussed how replacing the 7 new normal overeating styles Larry and I identified, which are food fretting, task snacking, emotional eating, fast foodism, unappetizing atmosphere, sensory disregard, and solo dining, replacing the overeating styles with the 7 what to eat and how to eat behaviors of whole person integrative eating. This includes fresh food, positive emotions, mindfulness eating, heartfelt regard, loving regard, savoring flavors, pleasant surroundings, and social connection. All this, we found, leads to eating less and weighing less without dieting. Intrigued by our findings, researchers Erica Oberg and Ryan Bradley wondered if the health of patients with type 2 diabetes would be enhanced if they overturned their overeating styles. Their findings were unexpected and amazing. When they applied the overeating styles and the whole person integrative eating intervention Larry and I created to people with type 2 diabetes, Dr. Oberg found that reducing overeating behaviors was a stronger predictor of lowering A1C blood glucose levels than what research participants were eating. Such findings prompted Dr. Oberg to state, quote, "I experienced the power of whole person integrative eating in my medical practice when I conducted research on WPIE with diabetic patients. When they applied the seven root causes of overeating that Deborah Keston and Larry Sherwitz have identified, they were transformed. Confusing, conflicted relationships with food and eating became joyful again, and emotional and physical healing occurred. Overeating and obesity simply resolved as a side effect of what practicing whole person integrative eating meant, and it also turned to food to, they stopped turning to food to cope with unpleasant emotions. Instead, they replaced coping with unpleasant emotions with food, with peace and self-compassion. The program," she said, "shines a light on the path of self-discovery and healing." At the same time, co-investigator Ryan Bradley said that, quote, "How you appear to eat appears to be as important, if not more important, than what you eat. Here's the takeaway. Dr. Oberg's study with patients with type 2 diabetes has this powerful implication. Overcoming all the overeating styles may bring better health outcomes than focusing on just one overeating style, which, may I say, is typically how much and what a person eats. This is exactly what Larry and I found on our whole person integrative eating study with more than 5,200 people, replacing all seven overeating styles with the seven pillars of whole person integrative eating is what led to eating less and weighing less. Here's the takeaway. Today, I've given all of you who are listening a lot of information about what to eat, as well as the lifestyle and the dietary lifestyle that empower you not only to lose weight, but also to prevent and reverse diabetes and other chronic conditions, and to switch off health-harming genes, and to lengthen telomeres and in turn up the odds of a longer life. I apologize if I've overwhelmed you. Here are the two key concepts that all the studies I discussed today have in common for weight loss and preventing and reversing chronic conditions. Number one, all research suggests a plant-based diet. Number two, health success is strongly enhanced by making comprehensive diet and other lifestyle changes. For instance, research on the Mediterranean diet by the Mayo Clinic states that the many health benefits linked with the Mediterranean diet is due to the Mediterranean lifestyle, which includes a predominantly plant-based diet, but also strong social connection and enjoying food and fellowship with others. New York City Mayor Eric Adams puts his type 2 diabetes into remission by replacing a meat and processed food diet with a plant-based diet. Three, all four elements of in the Ornish Lifestyle Medicine Program, food, stress, exercise, and connection, are statistically significant and linked with preventing and reversing chronic conditions. Number four, patients with type 2 diabetes in Dr. Erica Oberg's study lessened their blood sugar levels and lost weight when they replaced all seven overeating styles with the seven elements of whole person integrative eating. And number five, Research participants in Larry's and my study on whole person integrative eating ate less and lost weight when they replaced all seven overeating styles with the seven pillars of WPIE, the bottom line. 21st century state-of-the-art science has revealed what to eat and how to eat and live to prevent and reverse most chronic conditions. However, I understand that making such comprehensive changes in diet and lifestyle isn't easy, especially because much of what we've discussed today is the complete opposite of how most of us eat and live today. This is why I created The Healing Secrets to Food Revealed. In this episode and in each episode, I'll give you step-by-step, in-action steps you can take that lead you closer to optimal eating and to a lifestyle that nourishes all of you, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and socially, one meal at a time. To paraphrase Dr. Erica Oberg, my intention is to shine a light on the path to self-discovery and healing, so you can reap the rewards of what you're discovering today about optimal eating. I close each episode with an in-action idea for you to try. This may be a quick tip about how to implement the healing secret we just discussed, or a practical step you can take, such as ordering a size down of your favorite coffee concoction, or perhaps I'll suggest a self-insight exercise, an internal reflection that can lead you closer to achieving your food-related health goals. I offer an in-action exercise at the end of each episode that can contribute to your transformation from today's new normal way of eating, which leads to overeating and overweight, to whole person integrative eating, which I describe as your scientifically sound personal guide to eating less and weighing less without dieting. Consider keeping a Healing Secrets of Food Revealed journal to write about your experience with each in-action exercise. Today's in-action exercise is a practical step that explores including more plant-based foods in your diet, because this is what is integral to reversing diabetes, heart disease, and other chronic conditions. Number one, if plant-based eating is not familiar to you, consider having one fresh whole plant-based meal every week, or try a whole day of vegan meals. Number two, here are the five fresh, whole, plant-based food groups: fruit, veggies, whole grains, legumes, meaning beans and peas, and raw nuts and seeds. Choose one food in one of the plant-based food groups that you often eat or don't eat. Then, question one, how can you turn an everyday processed plant-based food that is typical for you into a fresh whole food? Examples: white bread into whole grain or multigrain bread, processed cereal into a whole grain or multigrain cereal, fries into mashed potatoes with the skin. Question two, if you typically don't eat, say, fresh fruit or vegetables, is there one fruit or veggie you can add to your most of the time way of eating? Examples: a fresh apple or pear instead of yogurt with sweetened fruit. And here's a suggestion: identify one salad green you like, such as romaine lettuce, then enjoy it as often as possible, or try it in a mixed salad. If you would like a summary of today's in-action exercise, please visit healingsecretspodcast.com. Then look for the yellow light bulb next to the in-action CTA. At healingsecretspodcast.com, you can also listen to this episode again, read the transcript, and read the blog article about optimal eating and lifestyle that I've written. And please consider joining the Healing Secrets podcast community, where I am looking forward to meeting you. I want to thank you for joining me today on the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed. With each show, I'll share step-by-step science-backed insights you need to nourish all of you, body, mind, soul, and social well-being each time you eat so you can thrive. I'm Deborah Keston, host of the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed. Until next week, be nourished.